inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Harvesting and hardening among some of the topics in this week's edition of Garden Talk. And with us online, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So we've been talking a little bit about this previously. There's still kind of a danger of frost in some areas, but we should be you mentioned before we went on the air that there's some plants that you're still kind of working to harden off before sticking them into the ground and leaving them unprotected overnight, right?
Oh, absolutely. Anything that's been grown indoors needs to be hardened off. And this is, whether it's going out to a greenhouse, like my tomato plants or cucumbers or zucchinis that may be going out there, those need to be gradually gotten used to the outdoors and greenhouse conditions, where my greenhouse is, yesterday we had a low of 39 degrees inside and a high of 95.
Wow.
That's compared to 65 to 70 degrees in the house, pretty consistent conditions. So what I do with those is take them out to the greenhouse. They're on the floor. I've got some jugs of water that's set in between them, and I throw several layers of the horticultural fabric over them so they aren't too bright, but that also helps kind of insulate them too. And this applies to outdoor plants too, things like if you're starting cabbage, broccoli, lettuce, Swiss chard, any of that sort of thing indoors for outside planting. They too need to be gotten used to the outdoors, similar conditions. Get them out there and having that bit of shade and protection rather than just full sun, full light, full wind, whatever it happens to be, that can be quite a shock to them as well as to us.
And what are some of the things that we should be planting this week or about this time of month?
Well, almost anything now can be seeded, particularly if you look on the seed packets that say tolerant. Again, if we're planting outdoor, direct-seeded broccoli and cabbage plants. Radishes, we've kind of missed the boat on that one. I wouldn't plant radishes or spinach now until mid-July or later because of the long daylight hours, which will cause them to bolt almost immediately when they sprout.
Okay.
But carrots and beets, lettuce, Swiss chard, that kind of stuff could go in the ground now. Again, keeping that soil a little bit warmer if we've got hoops or something to hold plastic up over them. Again, that warmer soil will help them germinate more quickly.
And what are some of the things that we should be harvesting this time of year?
Well, I mean, I am harvesting have been for more than a month now, the spinach that I planted last fall. Kale, which has overwintered really well. We're eating kale from the garden, and those plants, but I've got new ones started in the ground. Swiss or French sorrel is sprouting nicely, and we're harvesting that. Chives is going great guns. And I've seen asparagus around town, including down there at KTOO, that needs to be harvested. We got shoots. Once those shoots get up there 4 to 6 inches tall, I should snap them off, and, I mean, the fresh ones right out of the garden are truly the best. Don't take them in the house and cook them. Eat them raw.
And we'll get our resident gardener on that real quick here.
Good.
some events happening around town this weekend?
Well, this Saturday is the big super plant sale at Safeway. So this is where all the local nonprofit gardening organizations and some of us for-profit people also will be set up and selling plants 9 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning, rain or shine. I mean, I'm hoping for the shine, or at least not raining would be a plus. Everything from hardy perennials and annuals. I know folks who have lots of beautiful tomato plants. We have had some beautiful basil in the past and other cabbage and broccoli starts. I hope we will have some other good trees and shrubs for sale. I know the 4-H tree sale will be happening again to benefit 4-H programs. The Juno Garden Club will be there. The Master Gardeners will be there. The Jensen Olson Arboretum has a beautiful selection of primroses for sale, which leads us right up to Mother's Day visits. Get out to the Arboretum at 23 Mile Glacier Highway. The most spectacular primrose display I've ever seen.
Is the place just covered with them?
It is truly covered with them. I mean, thousands of plants, and it is just a great place. And again, rain or shine, it's beautiful. Hours out there are 9 to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. So it's a great time to take a drive out the road, out to the edge of the wilderness, and see what we can really grow in Juneau.
And what's the admission charge?
Zero, free, nada, nothing. It is a city park, and for educational purposes, so come on out and take a look. It's a beautiful place to visit.
And once again, what time does that garden sale start on Saturday?
Garden sale starts 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Bring boxes to haul away your booty, maybe wagons or somebody to help tote plants. And, of course, Mother's Day is on Sunday, so this is a great opportunity to buy some beautiful plants for that special person in your life.
Okay. Ed Briarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Briarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk. Thursday morning feature here on Morning Edition.
Rain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's change.